Today, when President Trump tweeted out that as president, he had every right to share intel with Russia, he was right. But officials say some of what he shared could endanger sources. And last night, Republican Senator Bob Corker, chair of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, said the White House is in a downward spiral. Well, what say those who voted for the president? Let's check in. Jane Maher, campaign for candidate Trump outside Boulder, Colorado. Welcome.
Hello, thank you.
And I just want to ask, is there any sense at all on your part that something that might have been refreshing and a poke in the eye to establishment Washington when Trump was on the campaign trail is now reckless when he's president?
No. The only thing I would say is that sometimes I feel like he tweets and uses words that aren't appropriate. But otherwise, I think his decision-making is good.
Okay, well which decisions?
Well, specifically, I think his decision to fire Comey. Mm-hmm. Rosenstein put forth a compelling case.
Well, you're talking about Rod Rosenstein, who's the deputy at the Justice Department. But Rod Rosenstein first was enraged that his memo, which he'd been asked for, was used as an excuse. And President Trump came out later and said, well, it had nothing to do with Rod Rosenstein's concerns about Comey's handling of the Clinton emails. That was his concern. And when President Trump did give an interview about it, he said, I thought about the Russia thing when I fired him. Does that give you pause that there's an investigation going on into Russia ties to the Trump campaign, and he fired the guy in charge of the investigation?
Well, I find that there's a lot of innuendos going on, even in the statements that you've made.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a story that is being propagated by the liberals and the Democrat Party. Mm-hmm. I think that it's their best hope to delegitimize Trump. But there is no credible evidence to this date that there's been any improper linkage between Trump and the Russians. None.
Well, first of all, there are many Republicans who are critical. John McCain, there are others who have asked for a deeper look. But I want to get to that idea of, where information comes to you, because you've told us that you listen to a lot of mainstream media coverage of President Trump, including Here and Now. We want to thank your husband very much. But that you find it unfair, and you don't, it sounds like you don't think we're giving you true information.
I don't know that it's not true information. I think that people are listening to the kinds of reports that they want. They're often collaborating the information that they've already drawn conclusions on. And that ultimately, the facts come out to normally support the decisions that Trump makes, in spite of everything that the media will say.
Well, I'm trusting his own words when he said he was the one who wanted to fire James Comey, and that he mentioned the Russian investigation in giving his reasoning. But what about some of the other mileposts in the presidency? The health care plan passed by the House. The Congressional Budget Office said an earlier version would result in 24 million people losing health insurance. We know in the current plan, you can be charged more for pre-existing conditions. The Senate Republicans, Susan Collins and others, have said, we're tearing that up. We're not even using that.
We should all be concerned about it. But the alternative was to let Obamacare continue to spiral downward. Obviously, it's not a simple fix. It's much more complicated. Anyone who thinks that it's going to be an easy thing, I think that they're kidding themselves.
Well, that would be the president. Because remember when President Trump said, I didn't know how hard this was going to be. I mean, does that worry you that there are times when he seems surprised that this is a very, very difficult job?
So why would anybody think that before he became president, he would be perfectly prepared to know everything he needs to know before becoming president?
What's your favorite thing about President Trump?
He's frozen federal hiring. That's a fairly painless way to decrease the size of government. He's issued 2 executive orders to reduce regulations. He's proposed a budget to reduce spending. So I feel like he's taking a look piece by piece of every part of our economy and trying to say, how do I finally give it the boost it needs?
Well, and Jane, as you know, the economy has been really growing strong for over a year now. But were you not feeling it?
I would say that we benefited from it because we were able to be somewhat invested in the stock market. But I don't think that we found that middle America was really benefiting from it.
That's Jane Maher, precinct captain for Trump during the campaign in her neighborhood outside of Boulder, Colorado, and still an ardent supporter. Jane, thanks so much for speaking to us. And please, when your husband turns Here and Now on, I would love it if you, you know, give a listen and get in touch with me if you think I'm on the wrong course.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, let's bring in Juan Hernandez. He's in D.C. now, but he was very active in the California Trump campaign. Hi, Juan.
Hi, Robin.
So I have to point out, would you have told us, you are both Latino and gay. These are two groups that have not generally supported President Trump. How are you feeling about him at this point in office?
I'm still supporting him. I still support him 100% and what he's doing, especially with the LGBT community. I think he's following through with the promises that he did make to us. I know that there have been some appointments that maybe have not been so LGBT friendly, but they have been open to meeting with us and talking with us. So we have to remember also that people evolve, right? The politicians evolve. You know, we look at Hillary Clinton. She was completely against gay marriage. Same thing with Obama. And they've come around. And so people evolve. I get it. The RNC platform that we just had was the most horrific one for the LGBT community. It was terrible. We think it's, you know, the Cruz's camp that set that up. But we also had the faith that then nominee Trump was going to come out and not go along with what the RNC platform was. And he didn't.
Well, what about how much President Trump has been able to accomplish? He said adamantly, day one, he was going to do several things. And we see he faces an uphill battle on health care. Not much progress on building the wall with Mexico. Mexico not paying for it. The travel ban tied up in courts. Your thoughts on this president's ability to follow through?
Starting off with the wall, that was the main thing that stuck out. He had said, you know, that he's going to wait on the wall for budgetary purposes. And so I can't blame him for stopping the wall. I'm a strong supporter of the wall.
Why is that? Being, you know, Latino, why are you for the wall?
I worked in criminal justice back in California. Mm-hmm. And I worked with people that were coming out of state incarceration who were here illegally. They commit these heinous crimes. And they're released, and then all of a sudden I find out, oh, they're back in for the same exact thing. They go back and forth. I'm thinking, how are they not, like, sent back? So I see the funding that they're using. And people say, oh, no, well, they can't get public funding because they're not citizens. Well, actually, they can. When they have children here in the United States, then they start claiming money from that, and that's how they're able to get public aid. And so I see them using the system. I think we just need to take them all back over across the border, build the wall, and then we go from there.
But there's a lot of roadblocks. I mean, are you concerned that, you know, nothing's been done?
Nothing's been done. And he has put that. He specifically said that he's putting that aside for right now. And so I trust him. That's why I voted for him. You know, I trust him that he's going to follow through it. He's going to follow through. Maybe not now, but in the future.
His critics might wonder, based on what do you trust Donald Trump? PolitiFact, which is a completely nonpartisan fact checker, finds that something like 15% of an aggregate of his comments were true. Also, there's a tone issue that many people have with the way he seems to have a thin skin and, you know, reacts on Twitter to things. Talk a bit about the temperament and the truth.
Sometimes I wish that there would be, you know, he has a great team around him. And I wish sometimes that there would be maybe more listening to what his team says. But as you can see, I'm struggling. But I struggle because I'm not looking at all of that. Yeah. Okay. He's come out and he said some things that have been proved that it's the complete opposite of what he's saying. You know, but I'm looking at the track record for us, for the LGBT. I'm looking for what he's doing with the criminal justice system. I'm looking forward to what he's going to be doing the wall. So I'm looking at all of that instead of just the facts. I even question sometimes, why am I supporting him? Because I have a lot of liberal friends telling me these things. Okay, let me look at it. And then I still support him. I'm one of his loyal Trump supporters.
Well, thank you so much for talking to us about it.
Thank you, Robin, for having me.
And listeners, we're already hearing from you. For instance, yes, President Trump is against gay marriage. Your thoughts are welcome.